to seize the beautiful Briseis, who for Achilles was much more than a slave. The aggrieved Achilles sat on the beach, his tears flowing. From the foam of the sea rose a mist, and his mother, the nymph Thetis, appeared. Hearing what troubled him, she flew to Mount Olympus to find Zeus, king of the gods. She begged him to help the Trojans in the war so that the Greeks would regret their treatment of her son. Zeus heard her plea and agreed that the Greeks should pay dearly for dishonouring Achilles. What was it that had brought the Greeks to those distant shores? Strange as it may sound, it all started with an apple. A Greek king was to be married, and all the immortals were invited to the brilliant ceremony, all except Eris, goddess of discord, whom no one wanted. Offended, Eris came uninvited and tossed onto the banqueting table a golden apple on which was inscribed, "For the most beautiful." Hera, Athena, and Aphrodite all felt the apple should be theirs. To end their embarrassing argument, Zeus asked a mortal, Prince Paris of Troy, to judge which of them deserved it. The three goddesses stood before the amazed youth in all their immortal glory. Each tried to persuade him to choose her as most fair. Hera promised him political power, whilst Athena offered skill in battle and infinite wisdom. Last spoke Aphrodite, who with a seductive smile promised, "I will give you the heart of the most beautiful woman in the world." Paris handed her the apple without even stopping to think. So Paris gained the favour of the goddess of love, but he also made two arch enemies, Hera and Athena, who came to hate all Trojans for the slight Paris had shown them. A few years later, Paris and his brother Hector, on a state visit to Sparta, were promoting goodwill between Trojans and Greeks. How ironic, then, that this visit would cause the bloodiest war ever known. For Paris met and fell in love with Helen, who was truly beautiful. They said her father was Zeus himself, and she had an immortal look. Helen's heart stirred, and Paris easily seduced her. Aphrodite had not forgotten her promise. But she had forgotten to mention one thing. The most beautiful woman in the world was already married to mighty Menelaus, king of Sparta. Ignoring the consequences, Paris and Helen eloped in the dead of night and headed for Troy. When Menelaus found his wife gone, he called upon all the kings of Greece to gather their armies and join him in vengeance. They responded to his call, and soon a huge fleet was gathered, over 1,000 ships, ready to set sail for Troy. Already, in that faraway kingdom, the people were dumbstruck by Helen's beauty. Even old King Priam, who knew she should go home, was so dazzled that he promised never to send her back, even if all the kings of Greece came calling. How little did he know. They were already on their way. Like creeping mist, a cloud of dust arose from the pounding of thousands of soldiers' feet as the Greeks crossed the plain that lay between their camp and the walls of Troy. Outside the great city, the Trojan forces had lined up to meet them, their leaders at the front of the ranks. In front of those leaders was Paris. Menelaus spotted him from afar like a lion spots its prey. He jumped down from his chariot and moved swiftly through the ranks, appearing suddenly before his hated enemy to challenge him. Paris, when he saw rugged Menelaus standing there, hid in terror behind his men. His brother, the brave Hector, rebuked him harshly, "Shame on you, Paris, you coward! Better you were dead than humiliate us in this way. You steal a man's wife in the night, yet cannot face him by day. Go out there, see the strong warrior who..."